Hello, writers. Well, if you're in the U.S. like I am, we are just coming off of a very long, very anxiety-producing election week. No matter how you feel about the results, I think we all feel a little beat up by the uncertainty on top of the uncertainty around COVID. I feel a little bit like a wrung-out washcloth. So let's just start this episode by taking a deep breath together, all the way in and all the way out. Uncertainty ties into what I want to talk about today. Uncertainty around your writing project. Is it good enough? Am I writing it well? Does it make any sense? That kind of uncertainty, the kind that all of us writers feel from time to time, or daily. Hopefully that's not just me. A lot of the uncertainty we feel about our writing comes from not fully understanding why we are writing this particular piece, whether it's a book or a blog post or an article or an email. And the bigger the project, the more important this why becomes. And I know you've heard me talk about the whys of writing in previous episodes, in my newsletter, and in person if you're a client, but I truly cannot stress this enough. The lower your understanding of the reasons why you are writing a piece, the more likely you are to give up or throw in the towel or just say, forget it. And I don't want that for you. I know how terrible it feels because I've done it. So today, my goal is to talk through three specific questions that you should ask for every single piece that you write, no matter how long or how short. And you can start today with your current writing project. So let's get to it. I'm Stephanie Detlefs, writer and book coach, and this is the Hello Writers Podcast. Together, we'll discover inspiration, motivation, and practical tools to take into your writing life right now. Welcome. As I mentioned, I've talked a number of times about the general whys of writing, but today I want to drill down on how to ask really specific questions and what kinds of answers that you want to generate. Right now, I'd like you to bring to mind your current writing project, be it a book or something shorter. If you don't have a current writing project, then bring to mind something that you've thought about writing in the past. You know, that idea that always lingers in the back of your mind. It can be a fully formed idea or just a vague sense of the genre or structure or characters. Whatever you've got, bring that one project to mind. Moving forward here, I'm going to use the word book to describe the project, just for simplicity, but please substitute whatever word works for you today, essay, blog post, article, etc. Here's the first question. Why must you write this book? Why must you write this book? Allow all of the reasons to arrive, whether they're deep reasons or shallow reasons, serious reasons, or silly reasons. Here are some of mine that came up when I asked this question of the middle grade novel that I'm working on. I have this idea that won't leave me alone. I want a second book that gets a bigger audience than the first one did. I want to try a traditional publisher this time. I want to have a collection of books for young readers. You can see that my answers range from shallow to a little more serious, and that's the great thing about this exercise. You'll realize that you have a number of reasons that you didn't even know were bubbling under the surface. Also, surprise, there does not need to be just one reason. You might have 20 reasons. You might have 100 reasons. There will be reasons, of course, that matter more than others. But what a gift to have multiple reasons for wanting to do something. Okay, time for question number two. And this is the point where I tell you that I'm actually cheating a little bit. It's actually the same question again. I know, but we're going to zero in on one specific word this time. Why must you write this book? Why must you write this book? This time we're looking at this specific topic. What are the reasons that this story won't let you go? Why is this topic so important? Why does it need to be this genre? Why are you writing it in this specific structure? Here are some examples that came up for me. I need to write this as a middle grade novel because the middle school years are perhaps the most self-absorbed of all developmental stages, and they need to hear this message about listening to others. I wish I could go back to my middle school self and teach her this. I would have been able to relax. Again, your reasons don't have to be profound. As you reflect, some of your reasons may not even seem like they matter, but let them come to the surface anyway. You never know what's going to be the reason that moves you back to the page tomorrow. As you can probably guess, the next question is going to sound remarkably similar, but bear with me one more time. Here it is, question number 3. Why must you write this book? This time, you're only going to think about why you are the person who must write this. Why can't your neighbor write it? Your spouse, your mom, someone on the other side of the planet? Why is this your story to tell? Here are some answers that I came up with for my work in progress. These characters are telling my story. This is my chance to explore some challenges from my childhood that I haven't ever talked about. I have the perspective of having been a preteen, of raising preteens, and teaching preteens. I am completely qualified to tell this story well. As you can hear, these reasons are starting to get a little more personal, right? And I could even get more specific. Which parts of my story are these characters telling? Why are these lessons they're learning so important to me? What difference might they have made for me if I had learned them sooner? By really getting to the heart of why I need to write this book is going to show me what my deep personal connection to it is. And the more deeply connected that we can get to our topic, the more authentically that will show up on the page. It's also what will make it less likely that we'll feel good letting the story languish untouched. All right, let's review our 3-in-1 questions. Why must you write this book? Why must you write this book? And why must you write this book? Again, please replace the word book with whatever you're working on. Here's your takeaway this week. You can open a new document and write your answers to these 3 questions, or you can download the episode worksheet at hellowriters.net/17. Regardless, your goal is to write without stopping as you answer each question, kind of a stream of consciousness writing. I'd give yourself 15 to 20 minutes to do this and allow yourself to keep asking, what else? Let those reasons rise to the surface. Some will be obvious, others might surprise you. And really stick with it until you feel like you have squeezed every last reason out of your mind. Give this exercise a try and let me know how it goes. You can email me at hello@stephaniedetlefs.com. I will put that in the show notes as well. I would love to hear what came up for you, and I'd love to hear what you're working on. And I have something special to tell you about today that I'm super excited about. If you are writing a contemporary fiction novel or memoir for any age group, and you're in need of a little clarity, I've created a fun and easy, well, maybe not easy, but definitely fun, new offer that will give that clarity to you in spades. It's called Unstick Your Story, and I'll provide a link in the show notes, or you can visit hellowriters.net/stuck. If you're frustrated because you just can't get started, or you're worried because you're afraid the idea might not be good, or if you're tired of revising the same first chapters over and over and over because you don't know where to go next, then this offer is for you. After a thorough review of your answers to a questionnaire and then a one-on-one call with me, you'll have specific next steps and a fresh new mindset to get your book project moving forward. And I have just a few spots open before the end of the year, so grab your chance today. Again, that link is hellowriters.net/stuck, and I will put that in the show notes. Writers, whether you're working on a book or an essay or a blog post or a journal entry, ask yourself, why must I write this? It will provide you with the clarity that you need to keep moving forward. And move forward you must, because your story matters. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to the Hello Writers podcast. I hope you found today's episode meaningful for your writing life. I also hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. To learn more, visit hellowriters.net.